Welcome to 3 Minutes in the Truth. Bite-sized advice to help you on your songwriting journey. Now, here's my dad, hit songwriter Brent Baxter.
Hey, thank you, Ozzy. Today on 3 Minutes in the Truth, I want to talk about the heart and craft of songwriting. Yes, a lot of times we talk about the art and craft of songwriting, but today it's all about the heart and craft of songwriting. See, I encourage songwriters to learn a lot of craft, to learn how the pros do it, and to learn systems for songwriting. But does that kill your song's heart? Does it kill your originality? I think the answer is no, eventually. But at first, a lot of craft might actually decrease the amount of heart in your song. So here's your deal. When you start off writing, we're all heart and very little craft, right? Because that's why you write. You have stuff you want to get out, stuff in your heart that has to come out. And so there's a lot of heart, but you have not learned the craft yet. And so your songs, while being very emotional, may leave the listener confused as to what's going on. It may not connect well with others. And then you start to learn the craft of songwriting. And then you start to get clever. And you're like, ooh, look what I can do here. I can change this line here. I can do this wordplay. I can flip this. I can reverse that. And I can do this clever little turnaround here. And so you start getting all up in your head, right? You start showing off because you have some new skills that you didn't have before. And then your songs just about inevitably start to lose heart. So it's like, yeah, I get what you're doing, and that's clever, and that's an interesting concept, but I just don't really care. And so you have to stick it out as a songwriter. You're learning the craft. Now you have to relearn the heart. And so on the other side of that, if you stick with it, and if you stay teachable and stay coachable and stay humble, you will keep digging for the best that you can be, and you keep learning, and you come out the other side with heart and craft. You start applying the craft that you've learned to songs and ideas that matter to you and have a lot of heart. And that is the cycle. We start off with a lot of heart, no craft, and our songs are very emotional, but not very well put together. Then we start getting well crafted, but it just doesn't have the heart. It's just stillborn. It looks like a song, it sounds like a song, but I just don't care, and neither do the listeners. And then you come out the other side, able to apply a high level of craft to your songs that mean something to you. And if you do that, you're going to be all right, because that's where the pros are working from. So no, learning the craft does not kill your song's heart, eventually. This has been 3 Minutes in the Truth. Hey, but before you go, are you a songwritingpro.com member yet? If not, why not? It's a great time to join. We have a 14-day free trial, a lot of stuff to help you on your songwriting journey. But hey, don't take my word for it. Let's hear from one of our members.
I can't say enough good things about Songwriting Pro and Brent. He's been amazing. I've been a member since 2020. And number one, I've connected with some amazing co-writers. I've had two single song contracts. I continue to improve on my songwriting skills. I continue to learn. I have absolutely no regrets. And I know if you join, you will not have any regrets either. It's worth it just for the community in itself. But the feedback that you get, the information that you get, the song reviews that Brent offers, amazing. So stop waiting around and go join today.
3 Minutes in the Truth.
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 Can you say 3 Minutes in the Truth, Hazel?
Okay.
Close enough.